Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. And the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is The Harder They Fall. It is a 2021 Western starring Idris Elba, Jonathan Majors, and Regina King. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was my cup of tea. It's just a great movie, and everyone should watch it for that reason alone. What about you?
This movie is my cup of tea. It's an awesome Western with a great cast, and, you know, every once in a while, we accidentally watch a good movie for this podcast.
Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while. So, Tim, what's this one about?
When infamous outlaw Rufus Buck escapes custody, Nat Love and his gang of outlaws go after Buck and his cohorts in search of bloody and stylish vengeance. Michael, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
This movie was memorable because of the ways it twisted and evolved the Western genre, but what made it work was a classic kick-ass Western story, something you'd see in John Wayne or Clint Eastwood flicks, and they kept that heart and soul of the film, and then came some really cool innovations on it. That's what worked for me here.
I really love that about the film. The Western is a genre that's sort of played out. I mean, everybody, it's been done to death. This movie finds a way to make it interesting and exciting. It includes some vibrant colors and a great cast and some really rich characters to really give this genre life. I'm excited about the Western again for the first time in years.
They did a wonderful job building characters on both sides of the final shootout. So many times in the classic Clint Eastwood Western, the guy is getting shot off the horses at the end. You don't know who they are. You can even name them. This movie does a wonderful job of making you feel passion for both sides of the final fight. That's a really unique twist on the genre that made it work really well.
Absolutely. It helps that you've got an amazing cast. I mean, just to lead it off, Idris Elba, amazing. A+ all the time. Everybody else on his side and on the opposite side are great characters and they're great actors and they're giving amazing performances. Another way that this sort of gooses the Western genre is it's all people of color. I mean, it's African-Americans, it's mixed race people, and they're all playing these really vivid, really interesting characters that you don't normally get to see in this genre.
And they're not playing them as people of color. It's a story that doesn't dwell too much on the racial elements, yet it makes some nice little pokes and draws attention to the right elements of that to make us all feel like a little bit more cognizant of those things. It's really well done.
Well, I've heard that a lot of African-American actors complain that they either get to play a slave or they get to play somebody in the 60s civil rights movement, and this movie breaks away from that.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tim, what didn't work here for you?
The one thing that really didn't work for me is the runtime. This movie is about 2 hours and 20 minutes, which feels a little bit long. I don't know what I would have cut. I really love this movie and I think it's awesome, but it does get to be a bit long after a while. What about you, Michael?
The only thing I would have cut out of this, because I agree, the runtime was a little long. There's just a few moments where I feel like they fell in love with their own genius in terms of how they were making some of these shots look. And to be fair, they look incredible. Sometimes we lingered on them or we spent really long time panning across some gorgeous set piece. Again, well-deserved, a lot of creativity went into it, but they probably could have been a little bit more precise in those components of the film.
I would agree. If they tightened it up a little bit, it probably would have been a stronger piece, but as it is, it's a really fun movie to watch. Michael, when should somebody check it out?
This is objectively a good movie. When you're looking for that next action film you want to watch, watch this one. It's great.
I would agree. The one thing you mentioned, the action, there's a lot of violence and a lot of blood. If you're not appreciative of that, then I wouldn't check this one out. Otherwise, give it a shot. You will not be disappointed. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.